Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is a great friend of KRDO and a friend of the business community, of course, Mr. Jeff Beaupre, who is the host of Business Week in Review. You can hear Jeff live at 9 o'clock every Friday morning. It's business radio for business-minded people.
That's absolutely right, Ted. And always good to talk about business. And today, add some more discussion with Greg Snyder of Incognito Marketing. He's part of the A-Team.
And this is a discussion that those of you who are in business or run a business, manage a business, particularly the marketing and advertising piece, want to stay tuned for. Greg, you made an appearance on Business Week in Review recently, and you talked about something very, very important to businesses that I think they get a tendency to become complacent in times like this because we're basically awash in prosperity. Greg Snyder, owner of Incognito Marketing, what do you think?
Well, if we're awash in prosperity, you haven't seen my checkbook. Now, companies do have a tendency to just kind of coast when they think things are good. The problem is that things will get bad. It's a fact. There are ups and downs. There's always something. There's a trucker strike, or there's a bad economic review, who knows what can affect your business, and every business is affected by different things. The point is that when times are good, you should advertise.
Mm-hmm.
When times are bad, you must advertise. But the bottom line is you got to advertise. And you've got to compete on value, not on price.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, that's kind of the way things work here at KRDO. We talk about the value of what we have to offer. We've got unique assets that we can leverage for our advertisers. And that's how that works. So as a consequence, or as a real positive, 92% of our advertisers are local businesses from right here in Colorado Springs. You can see, feel, hear, and touch them. You can go to their storefronts. You can reach out and buy things from them. Shake their hand like right now. And then that's what we love is that connectivity to the local community. What we're finding, and I think you can both speak to this very nicely, you and Jeff, is that I noted earlier, I used the phrase awash in prosperity. We really are seeing good times right now.
Yeah.
And when I describe this as making some business owners complacent, they get their blinders on.
Yeah.
They think because there's enough money in the checkbook or even more at the end of every month that life is good. I can cut out the marketing and make even more profit. The problem is, as Jeff has a great story to share, that you will leave a bubble in your pipeline. So if your business is seasonal, and you get to the cold months, mm-hmm. and you got crews you got to work on, you got to have work for, you have a staff that's depending on you to help feed them and give them work to do, you've got nothing now. And it's really hard to catch up, especially if you're behind the eight ball like that. And you put yourself there, and you shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's hence the axiom about advertising while times are good. Jeff, you want to tell a story about HP?
This way, and it goes right to Greg's point. You've got to get your message out there. You've got to be able to... Well, and Greg brought up the point in the program was you have to let people know that you exist. A lot of people have no idea about it. So what happens in those cases in my past life was exactly that. We would be a wash in business. The management would say, you know, back off. All you're doing is landing more projects and we can't handle them. That's an issue as well.
Yeah.
But you have to have the messaging out there because it's typical, and Greg can speak to it, you know, it's probably a 6 to 9 month sales cycle to really get people to buy into it. Well, if you're not advertising and you're not out there talking to people, you've created a 6 to 9 month hole in your business. And there it is. Greg mentions cash flow, and that's huge. And that's what we're talking about.
You got no cash flow. You got nothing to invest in marketing and advertising. And you started that cycle. And it's really, really hard to recover from that. And Jeff, you're talking about a scale of millions of dollars when you were doing your business with HP, and you saw a big problem, a real big problem.
And it works the same for if it's a $10,000 business or, you know, $100,000. It's just scalable, but it still exists.
Actually, it can be a bigger impact for the smaller business because generally there's not the deep pockets to weather.
You don't
the storm.
Have the cushion, yeah.
Yeah, so... For every one of your clients, there are probably at least 10 people out there who could be buying from you who've never heard of you.
Yeah.
And so in order to cushion against the hard times, you need to expand your reach.
Yes.
Throw a bigger net, because you never know who's going to buy when. But just the sheer numbers, if you only have 100 people in your database, then when times get bad, only pick a number, say 5% are going to buy from you.
Which is basically five people.
Yeah.
And if you don't have, if the ticket size isn't right, if your profit margin is not good, you're not going to eat.
Yeah. But if you, during the good times, when you have the money to advertise and market and share your message about what makes you different, what makes you more valuable, then you can take that 100 people to 200 or 300 or 500 or 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and the percentages are the same. So when times get bad, that 5% is still going to buy from you, but now it's a bigger pool.
Right. So to put a finer point on what you're saying here is that, yeah, HP can absorb a shock like that, even if it was self-imposed.
Yeah.
The dynamic and the concept is exactly the same.
Yeah.
A hole, a bubble in your pipeline, something that when you get into slow times, for whatever reason they became slow, you've got nothing to draw on. And you need to be deepening your pool all the time. And you do that by investing in your business and investing in advertising, because that's what that is. So, Greg, how about an example of a typical counseling session you might give to a business owner? And how do you address complacency? How do you address a small business that may be struggling that, you know, he's in that catch-22 place?
I overcharge him in the first meeting to get their attention.
Well, we know how you sustain your business.
Yeah. And if they never come back, I've already made my nut. Now, what I talk about is what we're talking about now, ups and downs. I have a 10 or 12 page intake form that I have a new client go through, and it's like when you go to the doctor and they give you the clipboard and want to know your whole history. Well, I find out if they started the company or if they bought it, who their competitors are, who are the biggest competitors, what's the biggest problem,
mm-hmm.
if their business is seasonal, when are the up times, when are the down times, do they have, you know, have them define their ideal customer. And in my mind, that goes along with the list of products or projects that go through the shop easily, like eggs through a hen.
Yeah.
Where there's no, you know, the ideal customer is somebody that buys often, that pays full price, and is drama-free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no problem dealing with them. So you got to identify who those people are and find more of them.
Yes, you basically segment your database.
And sometimes, and then I have them make me a list of what they sell the most of,
mm-hmm.
and where they have their highest profit margin.
Yeah.
And then a list of fun factor, what goes through here easy. But where everybody stumbles is when I ask about their profit margin, because a lot of people do not know if they make more profit selling the blue widget or the red widget.
Wow.
And sometimes in manufacturing, that can be very difficult to figure out, because you bring in a truckload of steel and you divide it up between the products. And so
mm-hmm.
you have to have some pretty fancy accounting to figure that out. But in a lot of cases, I find that people are, they'll tell me, well, we sell 10 to 1, the blue widget to the red widget, but their profit margin is actually negative on the high sales. So they're losing money. They're spending time and energy selling something they're losing money on. We need to do something different there. Throw that in as a freebie, a lost leader.
Yeah.
But push the one where you have profit. Go for the profit. But otherwise, if you want to have a hobby, that's great. But if you're in business, the point of business is to make a profit.
About 45 seconds left. Jeff, a quick takeaway, you too, Greg, and then we got to jump off here.
Well, I think Greg hits it on the head, is you have to make yourself aware to your potential customers. You got to be out there talking to it, whether it's website or, you know, media or what have you. Get your message out there and what value. And Greg highlighted that perfectly a little bit earlier about value. So know your value and then go out and talk to people.
Greg, contact information for Incognito Marketing, Greg Schneider, principal for Incognito.
The web address is incognitomarketing.com, and the phone number is 719-338-5237.
Thank you both for being here, Jeff, for carving some time out of your day and for having Greg on your show. Jeff Beaupre, host of Business Week in Review here on KRDO News Radio, Fridays live at 9. And then, of course, by podcast at krdonewsradio.podbean.com or businessweekinreview.podbean.com. KRDOBusinessConnection.com. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM and again by podcast at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.